April 22nd, the rest of the story. And he saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. And he said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them." Luke 21, 2 and 3. In the early 1980s, Beth and I were serving a church in one of the western states. Every Sunday morning during our worship service, we had communion and offering meditations. Some who shared the communion and offering thoughts took time to prepare. You could always tell. But others, it was obvious, did not. One of our deacons, the church treasurer, always, without fail, used the above scripture passage and said the same thing. Why? Because he did not believe in nor practice tithing and contributed very little financially to the Lord's work. And he thought these verses let him off the hook, so to speak, by saying that God likes it when you give small amounts. Sad, I know. The deacon somehow never got around to reading verse 4. She put in all she had to live on. It's easy not to read the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say, especially when the rest of the story convicts us of our sin and shows us our need to repent. Make a commitment today. I will always read Scripture in context so that I will fully understand what God's will is. Ask God to show you the rest of the story from His Word.